Le COVID ayant entraîné un confinement total, tout ce qui restait comme activité, c'était aller faire du ski. Je suis en compagnie d'Étienne Schaffert, gérant du ski Misery Mountain, qui vient nous parler de l'effet de la pandémie sur ses pentes. So, have you closed since the beginning of the pandemic?
So, we were shut down at the end of last season, back in at the end of March, and we were shut down for about a week or two earlier than what we were naturally predicting. So, in terms of actual operating dates due to the pandemic, we have still been able to meet all of them.
And how did COVID affect the ski hill?
Well, COVID has had a huge effect on everything in our daily lives. And Misery Mountain, we are part of a group called Canada West Skiers Association. And we being Misery Mountain, as well as a collective of every ski hill in Western Canada, came up with a document. And that is the COVID action plan for ski hills. So we all collectively kind of collaborated and worked together. So there has definitely been some large impacts to what would be considered a regular season and what that looks like. And the main thing about that is having a face covering, as well as socially distancing and sanitizing.
What is the other COVID precautions that you are taking?
Yeah, so what I outlined earlier was some things that customers can typically expect. But in terms of our ends, all of our staff go through COVID questions prior to every shift. We also have limited capacity restrictions in every room in the chalet. We also have a regular sanitizing schedule that is a lot beefier than regular seasons.
And have you noticed an increase in sales?
Yeah, so it's actually quite interesting. So we have a very large drop in sales when it comes to season pass holders from our typical season. And a lot of that we are putting towards just economical uncertainty within the community. However, on the flip side to that, we have actually seen a large increase of day ticket sales. So a lot more people and a lot of new riders who typically haven't ridden here before are coming out to enjoy the slopes. Because like you said, you know, skiing is one of the best activities to do in the wintertime and still socially distance.
And are people being respectful of the rules?
Absolutely. The Peace River community here has definitely kind of taken on, it took, you know, a period just to kind of understand what exactly our regulations are here at the Hill. But the Peace River community has been absolutely wonderful to work with, and they've definitely followed all directions and reminders and such. Skiing is a great activity for everyone of all ages. We have young ones here skiing from as little as 3 years old up to people skiing into their 70s. You know, skiing is a great way to socially distance but still enjoy some fresh air and still keep physically and mentally active.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
En résumé, Étienne Schaffert, gérant du ski Misery Mountain, explique qu'ils n'ont été fermés qu'une seule semaine au mois de mars, donc que le confinement ne les a pas vraiment touchés. Faisant partie d'une association de pente de ski, lui et les autres pentes ont établi une marche à suivre dès que la pandémie a commencé à prendre plus d'ampleur. Dès le début de leur corps de travail, tous les employés doivent répondre à un questionnaire sur la COVID-19 et aussi il y a une capacité limite de personnes en plus de devoir pratiquer la distanciation sociale. Le gérant explique qu'il y a eu des pertes pour les passes de saison, mais une augmentation des ventes pour les billets d'une seule journée. C'était Étienne Schaffert, gérant du ski Misery Mountain. Ici Alex Fortier pour la Radio Nord-Ouest FM.